I don't want to be a turkey. But promoting philosophical skepticism is not quite the mission of this book. If awareness of the black swan problem can lead us into withdrawal and extreme skepticism, I take here the exact opposite direction. I am interested in deeds and true empiricism. So this book was not written by a Sufi mystic, or even by a skeptic in the ancient or medieval sense, or even, we will see, in a philosophical sense, but by a practitioner whose principal aim is to not be a sucker in things that matter, period. Hume was radically skeptical in the philosophical cabinet, but abandoned such ideas when it came to daily life, since he could not handle them. I am doing here the exact opposite. I am skeptical in matters that have implications for daily life. In a way, all I care about is making a decision without being the turkey. Many middle brows have asked me over the past 20 years, how do you, Taleb, cross the street given your extreme risk consciousness? Or have stated the more foolish, you are asking us to take no risks. Of course, I am not advocating total risk phobia. We will see that I favor an aggressive type of risk-taking. All I will be showing you in this book is how to avoid crossing the street blindfolded. They want to live in Mediocristan. I have just presented the black swan problem in its historical form. The central difficulty of generalizing from available information or of learning from the past, the known, and the seen. I have also presented the list of those who, I believe, are the most relevant historical figures. You can see that it is extremely convenient for us to assume that we live in Mediocristan. Why? Because it allows you to rule out these black swan surprises. The black swan problem either does not exist or is of small consequence if you live in Mediocristan. Such an assumption magically drives away the problem of induction, which since Sextus Empiricus has been plaguing the history of thinking. The statistician can do away with epistemology. Wishful thinking. We do not live in Mediocristan, so the black swan needs a different mentality. As we cannot push the problem under the rug, we will have to dig deeper into it. This is not a terminal difficulty, and we can even benefit from it. Now, there are other themes arising from our blindness to the black swan. A. We focus on pre-selected segments of the seen and generalize from it to the unseen, the error of confirmation. B. We fool ourselves with stories that cater to our platonic thirst for distinct patterns. The narrative fallacy. C. We behave as if the black swan does not exist. Human nature is not programmed for black swans. D. What we see is not necessarily all that is there. History hides black swans from us and gives us a mistaken idea about the odds of these events. This is the distortion of silent evidence. E. We tunnel. That is, we focus on a few well-defined sources of uncertainty, on too specific a list of black swans, at the expense of the others that do not easily come to mind. I will discuss each of the points in the next 5 chapters. Then, in the conclusion of part 1, I will show how, in effect, they are the same topic.